After another 15 minutes, Shangli said,
"We don't need to row anymore. The current will bring us in. We can get some rest."
Nobody argued with her. They pulled the oars in and slumped down. By this time, Slevin had already fallen asleep, his breathing spurting in loud rumbles. Fuma eyed the mountain man dubiously as his body jerked and lolled.
"If you sleep, just make sure you don't fall in."
"How can anyone sleep to that?"
Tiranon grumbled in Slevin's direction.
"You got used to it, my lord."
Egan was already sliding down to the bilges and getting into a comfortable position around his bag.
"Not really,"
Gale muttered, doing the same as his twin on the other side.
"Will it take long to reach shore?" Pergi said. "About an hour," Shangli replied. "You should try to sleep. Safer here than on shore. I will watch." "You've been very busy, Fuma. You sleep. I feel I should ensure that Slevin doesn't end up in the sea."
Pergi hardly dared take her eyes off the swaying man.
"Just push him down to the bottom. He'll be okay." "I don't want to wake him."
"Waking might be good," Shangli said,
as loud snoring continued from the mountain man. A muffled,
"Hear, hear,"
came from the bottom, behind the Maywinese woman, Tiernan wrapped in his cloak. A loud snort from Slevin threw his body back. Pergi's hand shot out just in time. She did push him down after that, gently to wedge him against the side of the boat and the seat. He never woke, resuming his snoring. Shangli grunted.
"Well, at least you can go to sleep now."
"You both can,"
Adlarn said.
"I'll watch."
He was the only other person still conscious. Other rumblings competed with Slevin's. Shangli turned to him.
"Don't want us to hear you snore, nephew."
"I'm sure you've heard it before in our travels together,"
he said.
"I'll spare you an encore."
Pergi could not remember hearing it. Suddenly, she was overcome with the idea that she might snore.
"I'm quite awake now. I can watch," she said.
Shangli sighed.
"You waste time fighting. I'm sleeping."
Then she curled up beneath them.
"Truly, my lady, I can do this,"
Adlarn said. She crossed her arms.
"I've an idea that you'll have to stop calling me that. It might not be wise to let on who we are, as we don't know whom to trust. We shall be a party of common travelers."
He blinked at her several times.
"What shall I call you then, my lady?"
"Pergi, if you are very brave, or Mistress Pergi, if not."
Snickering from directly below her, Fuma was not yet asleep.
"And Sidira, Siwan, and Tiernan also."
Louder snickering from behind Adlarn. The prince was apparently still awake, too. She waited for Adlarn to reply, but he just stared. To keep herself from laughing, too, she said,
"And that goes for the rest of you, if you're listening."
The snores assured her that she would have to repeat herself later.